You have started talking?
For those of you who don't know what, I think it's the first line in the Buddha Speaks of Amitabha Sutra, the one that we sang tonight. The Jetta Grove in the Garden of the Benefactor. For you, for those of you who don't know what that means, I've got a story about it. There was a wealthy merchant, and he went into the city to visit a wealthy friend of his. And all of a sudden, one night, while he was visiting the friend, real late at night, he heard all these noises clanking and clunking downstairs. And then he went to sleep, and he woke up again, and he still heard the noises about 2 in the morning. And so he went downstairs, and he asked his friend, "What are you doing down here, right? Is the king coming for dinner tomorrow or something?" And they said, no, it's the Buddha. And he had never heard of the Buddha before. But when he heard of the Buddha, he felt real happy inside and everything. And he really, really wanted to meet the Buddha. And he said, "Well, I want to meet him. I want to meet the Buddha." And a friend told him where it was. And so he was so sincere when he heard the Buddha's name, and he didn't even know who the Buddha was, but he just made him really happy that the Buddha, even though it was 2 in the morning, he got those feelings, and he made a light, and the man could see the light, and he thought it was dawn in the morning. So he said, "I'll go right now," and he left. And usually at 2 in the morning, there wouldn't be a gatekeeper, so the gates would be shut. And there wouldn't be any way to get out. But the Buddha, with his spiritual powers, made the gate open. And he walked out, and he walked to where his friend had told him where the Buddha was, and he met the Buddha. And he said to the Buddha, "I want you to stay, because even though when he got there, he didn't know what to do." So he stood there, and then some gods came down, and they changed themselves into looking like bhikshus, and they circled the Buddha 3 times, and they bowed, and then they kneeled. So he decided, "Well, now I know what to do, so I'll go do that." And he walked over, he walked around the Buddha 3 times, he bowed to him 3 times, and he knelt. And he said to the Buddha that he wanted the Buddha to stay all the time, because even though he hadn't met the Buddha before, he had just heard the name of the Buddha, that he really felt happy inside. And the Buddha said yes, that he would like to stay, but he's got 1,200 bhikshus following him around. And they would need a place to stay. So he said he'd find a place for him to stay. So the merchant went looking all over, and the Buddha was so perfect and everything that the merchant couldn't find a piece of land that he thought was suitable for the Buddha. But finally he found a piece of land he thought was suitable for the Buddha. And it was the Prince's Flower Garden. And the prince's name was Jetta. And he went to Jetta, the prince, and asked him how much he wanted for his flower garden. The prince said, "Well, if you can cover all the land with gold coins, I'll give you my flower garden." And the merchant wanted the land so bad for the Buddha that he got his servants to get up all the gold in the storehouses and just pack them very carefully, and then take them over, and he would set them one by one all over the land. So he set them all over the land and went to the prince and said, "I did it. I put gold coins all over your land, and now it's mine." And the prince said, "No, I was just joking." And then the merchant thought for a second, and said, well, if you're going to be king and you were just joking, then I'm going to tell all the people that you lie, that you don't keep your word. So the prince thought a little bit and said, all right, the land's yours, but you didn't put gold coins on the trees, so they're mine. And so I'll donate them to the Buddha. I'll give them to the Buddha, and you give the Buddha your land, and then the Buddha will have a place to stay. And since the prince was higher than just the merchant, he's always mentioned first in the sutras, the Jetta Grove. And then it says the garden of the benefactor of orphans and solitaire, because the merchant donated a lot of money to orphanages and to old people's homes. So he's called the benefactor of orphans and solitaire. And that's what that line means.
One, Sutra.
The Buddha speaks of Amitabha Sutra, the one that we sing. The one that's in the morning, noon, and recreation.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't want. I don't want.
If you know who it is.
I don't know. Where? Talk. Where? This talking. No.
Jet a globe in the garden of the benefactor of orphans and solitaire.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's not in Chinese.
I don't know who talking. And this time, I like you make stories yourself. You have story samples.
Okay.
make a story for everybody. Belief of Buddhism. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That is 光明一入世，由深智者显照出。邪信劣解，凡愚人，无有能见此光明。若有闻此光持别。 能生清净身信解，永断一切诸以往，速成无上功德场。由圣三昧能出现。 眷属庄严皆自在，一切十方诸国度，佛子众会无伦匹。大事光明已入世，这个菩萨的光明也像前边呢所说，这个宫殿妙宝灵香以图影一个样的，有福德的人就能见着这光，没有福德的人就见不着。有深智者显照出，有大智慧的人，这个大事所放的光明都能照出到这个有大智慧的人。邪信劣解凡于人啊，或者呀那个信旁门外道的那种邪知邪见的，他信呢也是信，但是他信邪不信正啊，信心是有，但是信的是邪的，是旁门外道的，他知见也不正当啊，既自私又自利，没有啊真正的正知正见。